We are learning Masechta Soita, the Abchav Zayin Amr Aleph. We are beginning on the bottom of the Abchav Vav Amr Beis, the last line. Omar Shmuel, Yisa Odom Duma, Va Yisa Bas Duma. Which means, according to Rashi later on, that a person has only the option of marrying two ladies. He's not a very popular guy, and he has a choice of two different ladies to marry. One is a Duma, which means she herself is someone that people say that she's Mizana. People say she gets around. And the Bas Duma is someone whose mother has a name as a Duma. So who would you rather marry? Should you marry the Duma, which is someone herself who plays around, or a Bas Duma? So Shmuel says it's better to marry the Duma. Why? Shazuba Matipa Kshera. At least the Duma, you know, she came from a kosher marriage. She's not a mamzer or a goy, or from a goy. She's definitely from a good marriage. And don't marry Don't marry the Bas Duma who comes from Tipa Psula. It's rather marry a Duma who comes from a Tipa Ksheri than marry the Bas Duma who's a Chshash comes from a Tipa Psula. Rabbi Yechonah argues, Rabbi Yechonah, Yisa Adam Bas Duma, Vayisa Duma, marry the Bas Duma, not the Duma. Why? Shazuin Medas Becheses Kashrus. Zuin Medas Becheses Kashrus. So at least the one you're marrying is Becheses Kashrus, which means that she doesn't play around. And she's a kosher person, and therefore it's better to marry the kosher person, which is the Bas Duma, than the Duma itself. What's the reason? So it's a Vuyah Rashi, and the reason is because if you marry the Duma, she will be Mezana Tachtov, she will be Mezana Tachasu, and then she'll become Usher to you, and you're not going to know about it, and you're going to Baal Leba Isser. Therefore, it's better to marry the person who's a kosher than the person who's not a kosher herself. What happened to Shmuel's Taina that maybe she comes from a bad marriage because we wouldn't know who her mother, if she's a Bas Duma, her mother played around. Zokt Rashi, Pshat and Shmuel is, because Roiv Be'ilois are Acha HaBaal, and therefore we never met Bailanus Abra, that she was from a Tipa Kseira, and it's better to marry the person who is better as Chesed Kashas. That's Rabbi Yechon Shita. So look at Shmuel Rabbi Yechon on which one's better to marry. Neisve, when I say Akasha, Noise Odom Duma. Abraiza says, that Noise Odom, a person should marry a Duma. So what do you see? See, it's right to Shmuel. That's better to marry the Duma than Bas Duma. Omar Rava, Batizbra, you think this Braisa is a correct Braisa? Batizbra, Noise Lechatchila? Is Mutter to marry Lechatchila? Of course not about Lechatchila. Don't have the Evid to marry a Duma, not Lechatchila. Don't tell a person looks for Shidduch to a Duma. Ella, Imnasa Tani. It has to be saying, Imnasa, if you marry, then it's fine. You don't have to divorce her. So Tony Nami Bas Duma. So on the same price, once you're correcting the price already, so you'll write Bas Duma. And therefore it's not a kasha on Rabbi Yechonah. So we talk past Rabbi Yechonah. So Yisa Odom Bas Duma, Vayis Duma. You talk to marry the Bas Duma and not marry the Duma. The Tony Rab Tachlifa Baam Rav Kamed Rav O. Isha Mezana Bnei Ksheru. If there's an Isha who's a Mezana, her children are considered kasha. Rabbi Yosach HaBal. Because Roy Bila is Ba Acha Abal. So upon him, we paskin like Rabbi Yechonah. Huh?
Even if Roy Bila is not Acha Abal,
right.
If she was Mizan, even if this child is with
right.
her husband,
yeah.
If she was Mizan, she's also her husband, so why is
this Bala? Even his husband doesn't make the child a pogrom in that case. If she's also the husband, the mother's also the husband, the child's not a pogrom, not a mamzer.
No.
It's not a mamzer. The solution that comes to us is no, the child's not a mamzer. But like a bottom, that's what comes out of the Gemara. Now, the Tosfos speaks out that according to Rabbi Yechonon, even though he says you should marry a Bas Duma rather than the Duma, which Harry Paskin, Tosfos speaks out, if she goes ahead and does the wrong thing and marries a Duma, Avada, you don't have to be Moitzir. Avada, it works. So therefore, that's Tosfos speaks out. So therefore, ask the Rishash that L'chair, the Gemara had a Meisvei, the Gemara had a Meisvei in Yechonon. Meisvei, Noisi, Adam Duma, which we came out meant Imnasa. So why do you have to change the Bas Duma? Once you're saying it means Im Nasa, so Kibir Abyechon also. We're telling you, Kibir Abyechon, Im Nasa Duma, you're allowed to keep her. That's Rav Shashi. He blibes fair with that kasha. That's Rav Shashi's question. That he could have left the Braisa alone once you're saying Im Nasa, because the Vaz Kibir Abyechon, you don't have to mites here. Some, because of this kasha learned, that Taka Kibir Abyechon, if you marry Duma, you do have to give her a get. But this is the Rav Shashi's question. Bayer of Amram, Hoysa Prutza V'yaiser. Let's say she was a big Prutza, which means she really got around. And like Rashi says, the Ikul Mechash, the Roiv Bilasel, Mashal Acherim. We Chash that Roiv Bilas are from other people. She's a big Prutza. What's the halacha? So the Gemara is like this. You know, we have to see which man the Yom going to. As Machlekes in Masechtas Nida, when an Isha ovulates, Even though the Metzias is this day one way, but in the Gemara's days, the Metzias was different than the Machlaikas. One man, the Amah, says that she ovulates Samuch Levesto, which means right before she gets her period, that's when she ovulates. Mashenkein, the other man, the Amah, holds that she ovulates around the Mikvah time, around Tefillah, when she's Tevil time, which means usually 7 days after her Rias, or somewhere around there. So that's the Machlaikas. Even man the Amah ain't isha mesabaras el samach levesta, that she only becomes mesabaras, she only ovulates next to samach levest, samach when she gets her vest. Loisa bayalach, it's not a shayla, because there it's pasha that you have to be chayshish that the beilus were after someone else, not after baal, and she became pregnant with someone else. Why? Because the husband can't track her, because lo yada bav lo imintala, he has no idea when she's going to get her vest. And therefore, he cannot watch her to see what she does those nights. Tosfos speaks out, we're going to in a case where she does not have a vest kavua. So there's no idea when she's going to get her vest. The whole shayla is, Fidaman Diyama holds that Isha Masaber is Samach L'Tvila. My, given the Yadaba, since he knows that she is not very faithful to Maturim and Intala, he'll watch her those nights. Adilma, given the Prutz of V'yayser, since she's a Paras V'yayser, like, Rashi speaks out, she gets away quickly, therefore, you can't watch her. So teku. So Gemara has a shayla over here, that maybe the only time you say, Roy Bilas Achabal, is only by a regular Prutzava. Prutzava Yaiser, maybe there, the Beneha Naksherim, and the Gemara blives with a teku, the Gemara blives with a shayla, what's the halacha in such a case by Prutzava Yaiser. Zok the Gemara Vaita. Going back on the Mishnah. I'm going to finish up the end of the Mishnah. It says the end of the Mishnah, Ve'elu Shebezdin Mekanim Lahem. Bezdin gets involved and does the kinui for them. Who is that? Someone who's the Baal became a Cheresh or a Shaita, or he's in the Beis Asurim. So the halach is that the kinui could do by Bezdin, but Lashkaisa, Bezdin cannot give her to drink because he needs a husband for that. And in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi Agu says that a Kaminigeya, Lashkaisa, after he comes out of Beis Asurim. So now the Gemara tells us the drashas here and the machlokes. Torah Rabbanan. Ish. It says in the pasuk ish. So it's ish. My time is ish. Why is it double lashon ish? The rabbis ish is cheresh, ish is shoyta, ish is shimum. It's marbed that there's a din kinui. The bezni gets involved. Does kinui for ish is cheresh or ish is shoyta, ish is shimum? Which halach baal ben yom or the baal went away on a trip. For shoyi bechavish besurim or he's in jail. She bezni mekam lehem lepeslei meksuvasam to pass them from the ksuba. Yochalaf lashkoisa. Maybe also the kinu will work. That bezni now could take her if she's soisiv. She secludes herself with edim. Maybe now we'll bring it to bezdin. Tamaloyma vehivia ishas ishta. It has to be the husband who brings the wife to the Yerushalayim for the meisaita. Rabbi Yisrael argues, says afla hashkoisa. It can be gave lashkoisa also because Yitzi the baal is asurim when he comes back from a strip. Yishkena will bring it to drink. So what's the machlek? It's beer machlek. It's machlek. If you're born in Sari, being a vikina of a heavy, the one who does the vikina has to be the behavi. Even, and no, kina we know, the pasuk also says there, vikina is ishtoi, has to be dafka, the husband did the kina. But we marba from ishish. So it has to, so that has a ribui. But vehevi has no ribui. So therefore, they can't be the vehevi. So we can have that the kina was done at the bezdin, and the vehevi is the ayday, the baal. Therefore, it's never possible with that kina to make a hashkar, because it has to be the same person who's being vehevi, which in this case has to be the husband. That has to be the kina also. That's the pshat in the rabbanim. Rabbi Yisrael, v'loy b'nei v'kinu hevi, he holds, you don't need, he doesn't hold that drash, he doesn't hold that the same person who does the v'kinui has to do the v'hevi. Tanu Rabbanan, Nacha Braisa, the dinim of the Saita. Tanu Rabbanan, it says in the Pasuk, Asha tista isha, tachas isha. And we had before that this line, l'fi woman d'yam, was extra. So what did the Gemara say? What do you do with the drash of tachas isha, which means the husband? Isha, the wife, tachas isha, tachas the husband. L'hakesh ish le'isha, the isha leish. It's coming to makesh ish to the isha, and the isha to the ish. L'mayhil. So what are the hekeshes for? What were the occasion? We need a hekesh, the ish to the isha, and ish isha to the ish. What's the hekesh? So Amar Rav Sheshes, k'shem she'im hu suma, if he is blind, lo'hoya mashke, he cannot bring her to drink the meisaita. The chsiv, it says in the pasuk, v'nelam e'ine isha, that it was nelam from the eyes of the husband. So you see, the husband has to have eyes. So we're makish isha the Isha, the wife, to Ish, to the husband. Just like the husband has to be someone who can see, same thing, the Isha has to be someone who can see. That's the Hekesh is for. So now we know what the Hekesh is, the Hekesh of Isha to the Ish. What's the Hekesh Ish to the Isha? Rav Ashi Omar, Kishem Shechigera, someone who can't walk, Vikidemes, this is on the Isha. She can't walk, or she doesn't have hands, Lehoysa Shoysa. She did not drink. Dichsev, because that's another pasuk on top of my base now. Vehemida koyenes isha lefnei Hashem. That the hemida koyenes isha lefnei Hashem. That the koyen makes the isha stand lefnei Hashem, and that teaches us that vehemid v'loy chigaris has to be someone who can stand and not someone who can't walk. And v'nosan akapel, you put the mincha on her hands. That teaches us she has to have hands. So we know by isha she has to be able to walk and have hands. So we make a drasha, a hekesh, ish to the isha. She did not, that he could not make her drink if he is missing a hand or feet. We learn that from the Isha. Now, it comes up Magamar that clearly that she has no hands, there's no Ashka. So incidentally, in the beginning of the third parak, there is a Tosfos that brings out a Yerushalmi that says like this, that the Yerushalmi says, Tani Rav Chiya, Soito Gidemes. A Soito has no hands. Shnei kahana menifna yada. You know, you need a koyin and her to be do tenufa. We learned beginning of third parak with whole child if you could touch her hands. But the halacha is that's her and the koyin. What do you do? She has no hands. Zokti Yishalmi. So Yishalmi says two kahanim come. But zokti Toises of a gemara the don abrinu seif parak arusa the gedemus lahoisa shoisa. V'yashloim the pligi ibin in krok erachsev. So Toises brings down. It's really the machlokes Yishalmi and Bavli if she could be a gedemus or not. And the machlokes says because if the pasuk says v'nosan akapel, you need legufa. This is the pasuk that says that you put the mincha on her hands. It's not coming to teach us anything else. Not extra. So the machlokes Yishalmi and Bavli is that when you have a pasuk like this, do you darshan that has to be kerachsev? The pasuk we know what it's for to tell us about tenufa. So do you also darshan kerachsev or not? So that's how he learns the machlokes Bavli and Yishalmi. My Rav Ashi Yom, a different reason why you're going to be makish ish, a different halacha that will be negeya to makish ish to the isha. Kishem she ilemes loyza shayis shukay ilemes does not drink. Someone who can't talk can't drink. The chesiva amri isha amein amein. She has to say amein amein to the shvua. Kachu amoye ilem loyem mashke. Same thing. If he's ilem loy hoye mashke, he did not give to drink. He did not give to drink because he's ilem. We learn it out from Isha. Now, I can ask me, I'll tell you why Elam can't give the drink, because he can't be do kinoy. He can't talk. So someone will bring a rabbi from here, they can do kinoy de ksav. It's a big shayla in the him, because you do kinoy de ksav. Are they writing? So here's the writing they're writing. So Michael Russo wanted a taina that you could say different tarots. That about the Bashasta kinoy, he could talk. If Bashasta Ashkar, he can't talk, then he can't give the drink, because it's Elam at that time. Maybe it means Bashasta Ashkar. It wouldn't be a riot to that. That's the one. Taina could be a good shot. I like it. Hadra Allah. Perik Arusa Belina.